Okay, everyone, good morning. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which, as you know, it's our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So your ability to plan your potential opportunities and be ready and prepared to sort of pull the trigger is on an ongoing basis a really important attribute to make sure that you you try to focus on that very, very important part of trading financial markets. And what it stops you from doing, of course, is getting into trades that perhaps you shouldn't be in. So it's getting rid of the silly trade. So if you can avoid silly trades, and if you can apply some of the other factors of trading financial markets, which I'll explain with our introduction momentarily. Before I do, if we could start with our risk warning, just take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. And so obviously your ability to determine which markets to trade would be an important feature, and that's where all your planning comes in. But in addition to that, you've got your, I suppose, your technical side of trading, your strategy, where you look to get in and get out. For us, as support and resistance, amongst a few other things, but broadly speaking, we like to identify support and resistance and see if prices break above or below those levels. Risk management, important feature, of course, to make sure that you define and control your exposure in these markets. Make sure you avoid those big losses. And that's paramount. If you take one big loss, you'll find yourself trying to chase that loss, and you're putting yourself under pressure, and then you'll start moving away from your trade plan. You'll start making erratic decisions around where you enter and where you exit. And you actually quite often will more than likely increase your size to try and, you know, get back the money that you've lost. Avoid all of that by just adopting a fairly simple approach to risk and be disciplined within that risk management mindset. Trade management, of course, as well, is a different topic. It's around how you manage these open trades. Either positively or negatively, sometimes you get the ability to mitigate a bit of risk of, you know, in the trade. We want to try and break even on a trade as quickly as we possibly can. sometimes in low volatility markets, that's quite difficult to do. And the last thing as well is trade psychology. So not just your own psychology, your own fears and wants and things that excite you, things that, you know, make you feel sort of sad and all these psychological issues that can really impact your decision making are very, very important. But in addition to that, you've got market psychology, and that's kind of a sentiment based theme. And markets can go through periods of exuberance where they can be significantly volatile for a lot longer than perhaps we would anticipate. And they can also be subdued and procrastinate and be a little bit lower liquidity, lower volume, sideways moving markets, right? And there's different psychologies built in behind trading these different market conditions. So as you know, we sort of build in and we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. And we're strong advocates of maintaining a high degree of consistency, irrespective of what goes on in these markets. We want to be consistent in our decision making. We want to be accurate with the levels we use. We want to be disciplined with our capital. We want to be patient. And today's market is a real, and yesterday's is a real good example of the need to be a little bit patient, because we've got some important market moving news, which we shall discuss with you now. Now, it's not on a data, it's not a scheduled news event. It's actually the geopolitical dynamics are causing a huge amount of uncertainty and very, very low volume in these markets. So Monday was a little bit more of a bank holiday for various different jurisdictions. Tuesday, very little else to really focus our attention on. We're going to be hearing from Donald Trump to speak at the 250th anniversary of the United States, which is interesting, in Fort Bragg, at a time when he's called not just the Home Guard, but also Marines onto the streets of Los Angeles. I suppose Donald Trump is taking things to a completely different level, a level that we haven't really seen. And a lot of the violence is pretty much brought about by an antagonist, and that, unfortunately, an antagonist is actually the President of the United States. So this all appears to be a bit of a film, and it's playing out in a very troubling manner. I'm sure you'd probably agree. Now, what this all means is it's unlikely to probably have a significant impact on financial markets short term, but if this grows into something more troubling, more widespread, then it could become a bit of an issue. Now, what's far more important outside of the individual data points, which is very little for us to focus on really today, scheduled Donald Trump, anytime he talks to markets, our talks, makes addresses, you know, you want to put your helmet on and get ready for what he's likely to say next, because, you know, no one in world politics or even around the world can really double guess what the guy is going to say next. And he appears to be a liability. Now, on his side, he'll say, well, the rule of law is paramount and we're going to enforce it to the nth degree. But there's levels, isn't there? To what level do you address a protest with a couple of hundred people? Okay, it might be violent, and I'm sure it probably is, from looking at some of the pictures. There is this violent aspect to it. But, you know, the LAPD and some of the other defense forces in that part of the world should be more than capable to deal with it. Do they need the Home Guard, which is inflaming tensions? And do we need, I think, 700 Marines on the streets of Los Angeles with weapons and live rounds and all that kind of stuff? Is that an unnecessary escalation? It seems to be. The problem is Donald Trump doesn't seem to care an awful lot. He wants to rule in this way. So, Yeah, so it's really the consequences of all of this is probably a bit more meaningful. Now, going back to something that is more market impacting, and that is very much around these trade talks between US and China. Now, he's made reference to the fact that President Xi and the Chinese are very difficult to negotiate with. We could have told them that probably a few weeks back if they didn't know already. They've already said very, very, very clearly that, you know, unless the US shows some respect, that they're not interested in doing deals with the US. Now, of course, a lot of that is rhetoric. Of course, it's in everyone's interest to come to some sort of agreement. And I'm sure, you know, that the US side anyway will look to put some really decent positive spin. They both need to take home, you know, a positive result in this dynamic. So if it is bad, I'm sure it will be shielded from it a little bit, and a lot of positive rhetoric, positive statements will be made. The true impact of such an event like this trade war between US and China is so important for global growth. Basically, if there's a deal, you probably see an uptick in global growth. If they're struggling to put a deal together, and you know, the US are unreasonable in their approach, and the Chinese, you know, want to hold out, then that is very likely to be a significant negative for global growth. And, you know, US and Chinese corporates, I'm sure China will pay the price. I think they seem to be more willing to pay a bigger price than perhaps the US. But the US wouldn't go unharmed. And I would assume all sides of the negotiation would be fully aware of that. So it was a day of trade talks yesterday. No conclusion from what we understand just yet. We know they're starting second day negotiations today. Once the statement's made, I mean, could this go on for a few days? I'm sure it probably could. But the whole markets are really in this wait and see phase. So that makes it quite difficult because volume levels are really, really low. We're getting an awful lot of sort of sideways patterns in correlated major markets. It's not just about one market or two markets here and there. It's pretty much cross market. So let's share that with you. In addition, we've got some inflation due out tomorrow. It's expected to not particularly be hugely controversial. We're likely to see a bit of an uptick in the year on year. But if the monthly stay as expected, then we're not likely to see a massive panic in markets around inflation just yet. So we would have anticipated perhaps we will start seeing a bit of an uptick this month, as in June, but the figures don't really reflect that. Okay, we also had an announcement yesterday. We were listening to the Prime Minister of the UK and the CEO of NVIDIA talking about their partnership moving forward. And one figure that we took out of it is that they're looking to train up, I think it was 11.5 million people between now and, oops, sorry, bear with me. Hang on a sec. Okay, sorry about that. I don't quite know what happened. It gave me a signal that in actual fact, this broadcast was going to, the battery was going to run out. So I think we're fine again now. Not too sure what that was about. So inflation really is a feature that will be of significant importance. That's obviously tomorrow. And today we're really going to be probably talking a little bit more about the US-China trade deal and see what's coming of that. So what does that mean for these markets? Well, not really surprised to see the amount of indecision that we're pretty much seeing. yesterday we were talking about the important levels in these markets. And we're still pretty much in a bit of a range. You can see things like the dollar strengthening against the pound. The euro dollar is not quite there. We're in a bit more of a sideways pattern. You can see over the last 2 days, we've attempted to rally overnight and it's kind of pulled back and it's now looking a little bit weaker. We have crude oil surging a little bit. Now there's a bit of a technical setup, which we do question how high crude oil is going to go. This is now a structural failure trade to the upside. So maybe the whole dynamic around fossil fuels, which we are moving away from, maybe there is a reassertion with the US administration's desire to, maybe there's more of a global shift back to fossil fuels, which is devastating from a climate perspective. However, that seems to be the policy agenda of the day. Perhaps moving away from, you know, green fuels and technologies to fossil fuels, which is very damaging for the environment. So this is clearly a considered policy as well from the US administration. The problem with the dollar strength trade is that we're actually looking for dollar weakness. And this is where we have to be a little bit on the patient side. So there is a technical sell trade here in the pound dollar. We'd just much prefer it to be looking to be buyers at these lower prices. So we can summarize a lot of this and just have a quick look at just the daily chart in gold. So if you kind of zoom out a little bit, you can see we've got lower highs. It's a bit of a disrupted picture, really, but got a bit of selling on Friday, a bit of a positive bounce yesterday. No real significant follow through, so you could put this into the consolidative camp for now. So we can summarize these markets by, and the other thing to just note is the significantly reduced volatility in these markets over the last 2 days. It's really fallen off a cliff for the S&P, the NASDAQ, crude oil. Where are we? Gold. So significantly less range in these markets. And that's pretty much the take home. We're trading uncertain markets with incredibly low volume. And that's the market condition in which we're trying to make decisions. So I guess from a trade frequency perspective, are we going to be building a big portfolio? We don't really have that dynamic just yet. But the good news about consolidated markets is when we get a break above or below, we can decide to pull the trigger. And we could potentially build a nice portfolio relatively quickly. It's just we can't do it right now. So let's amend this today's trade plan currently up on the screen. Mixed market conditions again. We're not getting any movement out of most correlated markets, whether it's bond yields, whether it's the dollar, whether it's the indices. We've got these biases, but really we need to have a bit of a green light and we just don't have that. Commodities are a little bit so it's basically around US-China trade talks. And so it's the uncertainty around US-China trade talks. So we want to keep all options open. Potential further dollar weakness, potential further US indices strength. yeah, they're in the pipeline. How much conviction do we have? Not very much. We do want to keep all these options open due to broad market uncertainty around Trump trade deals. He was supposed to have 90 trade deals in 90 days. And we've had one pretty much. Have we had two? Can't even keep track anymore as to whether we've had one or two trade deals. I know we've got the UK. Was there any others that were... So much happens so quickly in these markets. Anyway, what we haven't seen is 60 days into that 90-day period, and we haven't seen anywhere near 60 trade deals. And these are all on paper anyway, so the ongoing negotiations around these trade deals would continue for maybe a few years. But the initial kind of idea behind the trade relationship moving forward, when Donald Trump, when he suggests that countries and leaders are queuing up to kiss his backside, we're not really seeing that. So again, you've got President of the United States that seems to take opportunities to lie at every possible twist and turn. So let's see how all this plays out. I'm sure it doesn't play out particularly well, but there's so much at stake. And maybe the markets may be the only thing that does keep him in check. We'll have to wait and see. So, turbulent socially and politically in the US, incredible turbulence at the moment, a lot of fear and anxiety. From a market perspective, it's not impacting markets to any great extent too much too soon, but it's something that could build in the background. However, the current sort of market conditions and current uncertainty is more around these ongoing trade talks between the US and China. So that's our trade plan. Just posted it there into the chat box, guys. So we'll switch rooms. Those of you that could join us for the European trading session, we'll see you there very, very shortly. On that note, the narrative driving market sentiment. Well, if you're buying markets, you're probably doing so because of the AI tech rally that underpins. That's looking, again, continually very, very positive. We've got bond yields pretty close to new highs, but in a bit of a sideways moving pattern. Yeah, the dollar is just showing small signs of strength, more so against the pound. So we'll see if that begins to play out. But really, quite an uncertain backdrop for these current market conditions. So listen, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. Do let us know if you have any questions. And on that note, we'll be broadcasting now in about a minute's time. So that those of you that can switch over, fantastic. We'll see you there very, very shortly. So on that note, take care and we'll see you next time. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.